You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with The Legal Corner, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Robert Harris, a trial attorney who specializes in business litigation, commercial lawsuits, and employment and labor law issues. He founded Harris Law Firm in Miami to serve the community by meeting the needs of individuals and businesses. Mr. Harris, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
It's pleasure is all mine, Eric.
So, Mr. Harris, if you would, for starters, explain to our listeners a little bit about your background and how you started your firm.
Well, I started my firm about 20 years ago when I graduated from the University of Miami Law School. I began working for some small firms around town and up in Washington, D.C. Then I realized that some of the people who were directing me on how to try a case or do things in litigation, I was smarter than they were. So I said, you know what, if they could do it, I can do it. And I said to myself, look, let me take a shot. I'm young. I don't have any children. So let me take a shot and invest in myself and go out there and see what I can do. And 20 years later, I'm proud to say that we're still around and we're still kicking and we're doing well for ourselves.
And congratulations on 20-plus years as a firm. Now, what made you want to specialize in business litigation, commercial lawsuits, and employment and labor law? I'd be curious what brought you to that point in business.
Sure. Well, I always had a business mind, and business always interested me. The biggest expenditure for any business, as you know, is labor cost and wages and taxes, payroll taxes and whatnot. So that was something that intrigued me, and it's a very sensitive issue for so many businesses across the United States. So I had an understanding of that, that appealed to me. On the other hand, there were issues that were plaguing the Miami community at the time as it pertains to discrimination in the workplace, women's issues, racial issues, and that intrigued me too, because I saw that some of the things that were going down here in Miami at the time were a little concerning, and I wanted to do right in that regard. And help people who have been abused by their employers. So I was lucky. I had some good cases where I represented individuals who were, in fact, a jury found that they were, in fact, discriminated against. And you know, it's unfortunate when people's livelihoods are put in jeopardy because of an errant manager or employer, and they have to make a decision as to whether to suffer the indignity of discrimination, whether it's gender bias or racial bias or disability, and not pay their bills or be able to pay their bills to put food on the table. That's a wrong. Luckily, in the state of Florida and the federal government, there are laws against that, and, you know, you feel good, you know, you feel American, you feel like, you know, you're doing the right thing by your fellow citizens. So I have a healthy practice handling that type of law. And whenever, you know, that presents itself, I look very carefully at the case and I want to do right by my clients and do right by my community and take them when, you know, the facts point that, you know, the law has been broken. So, you know, I hope that answers your question.
It certainly does, and certainly appreciate your response. Now, what is the most interesting case that you've seen in the past couple of years?
Most interesting case that I've seen in the last couple of years is a case that was an insurance dispute involving the country of Costa Rica and Lloyd's of London, and I represented this business entity that's known as a reinsurance broker. and it allowed me to sue some Lloyd's of London entities. And I got to travel to London, and I represented my client, a local Miami reinsurance broker, who was accused of ripping off his clients at the tune of $7 million or $7 to $10 million. It went all the way to a jury trial, and we vindicated my client, where, you know, he was held not to be responsible and not to have breached the contract and not to have engaged in any shenanigans. And so the plaintiff who was suing us was awarded $0, and we were awarded millions of dollars in attorney's fees for my wrongfully accused client. And it afforded me the opportunity to go to Europe to take depositions and be a power player. And that was fun. And it was a very interesting case. And I had the pleasure of actually trying the case alongside the president of the Florida Bar. So that was interesting and professionally interesting in so many different respects. So that was the most interesting case on the business side that I've done in the last couple of years.
And I would say that is quite interesting. Today we are joined by Mr. Robert Harris, founder of the Harris Law Firm in Miami, Florida, to serve the community by meeting the needs of individuals and businesses here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Harris, how do you believe the recent presidential election will change the world of employment and labor?
I don't believe that the election of President Trump will change employment and labor. Prior to his leaving office, President Obama was contemplating changing the overtime rules and expanding it in such a way that people would have to be paid overtime if they made about $50,000, $52,000 a year. And that was something that he was planning on doing by executive order. A federal judge blocked President Obama from implementing that executive order, I want to say November of 2016 or October of 2016. I don't think that President Trump is going to challenge the order blocking President Obama's executive order. So consequently, I think that President Trump will maintain continuity. So what was done in the past is what will be continued under the President Trump administration. So I don't think President Trump is going to change anything. I think it's going to be, you know, more of the same as it pertains to labor and employment regarding Mr. Trump.
Also, Mr. Harris, what is the one thing that you repeatedly encounter that business owners should be aware of?
Oh, this is a great question. Businesses should be painfully aware of what's called the Fair Labor Standards Act. That's the federal law that says that you have to pay employees overtime for every hour they work over 40. The problem is that there are a lot of businesses that try to get around their obligations in that regard by hiring employees but designating them as, quote, independent contractors. Chances are that if you are an employer and you have an independent contractor, chances are that you're running afoul of the federal law, particularly if your so-called independent contractor comes to work every day, they use your facilities, they use your computer, your pens, your paper, and you direct them in the manner and course and how they, you know, perform their functions for you, chances are they're not an independent contractor. The consequences of that, Eric, could be devastating for a business, because if that employee gets fired, or if a lawyer hears that a so-called independent contractor is working under those conditions, then that employer is incentivized by the law, by the payment of his attorney's fees, to sue the employer for the wrongful designation of that employee as an independent contractor. So that could be something that from an accounting perspective, a tax perspective, there could be unpaid payroll taxes. The IRS is now coming after you. You have to pay the attorneys, his attorney's fees. So a matter that could be, you know, few hundred dollars in money that should be paid as wages now becomes a $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 bill in taxes and attorney's fees that a potential employer may have to pay. So if any of your listeners are out there and they saying, well, you know, I'm going to work this particular employee to death, but I'm going to designate him an independent contractor. Yeah. That's not good. In Miami, we say no bueno. So this person could find himself in a whole heap of trouble, and employers should be very careful anytime they see that independent contractor designation pop up. You know how you can tell if that person is not an independent contractor? If they come to work every day. And, you know, you assign them tasks to do. An independent contractor comes in and does one job and then they leave. So like an electrician is an independent contractor. The guy who does your roof on your house, that's an independent contractor. Someone who comes in and installs your computer. One time they do the job, you pay them. You don't tell them how to do it. You don't tell them what tools to use, or how, you know, whether or not to get permits. They know how to do that by themselves. You pay them to perform a specific job. If this particular independent contractor is coming in every day, chances are they're not an independent contractor, and your listeners should be very careful about that, and businesses should be very careful about that.
And most helpful information right there. We really appreciate you sharing that. Lastly, most lawyers know a lot about the law and not much about running a business. Now, any advice you can give to other lawyers looking to open their own practice?
Yes. Yes, be diligent. There are going to be good times. There are going to be bad times. But one thing you cannot do as a lawyer, and this comes from 20 years of experience, you can't take on the risk of your client's case all by yourself. Your client should be somehow invested, particularly if you're doing business law or employment and labor law. Your client should have some skin in the game, because there, it could be years, many months or years before you see a resolution in the case. And if you, as a lawyer, do not accept and acknowledge the business realities of running a practice, you know, your rent is due, your electric bill is due, your phone bill is due. And if your phones are not turned on, if your internet is not working for, you know, or your credit card's not functioning because, you know, you're financing the case to such a degree that you're failing to function as an operating law firm, then you could be on the path to ruin, and you're not serving any of your clients' interests if that's the case. So, you know, you have to cut clients that, you know, are not helping you advance the case. You have to, if they're what we call a D client, if the client is not helping you advance the interests of his own case, and you're putting in more effort than the client is, then you should really reconsider whether or not this is a client you want, and if you share the same interest in victory at the end of the day of the case. So that's the biggest advice that I would give lawyers who are considering starting their own business.
Mr. Harris, certainly appreciate your sharing that advice, and I'm sure that's going to be found most helpful to other lawyers that have tuned in today. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about the Harris Law Firm in Miami.
Well, you could reach us at our 1-800 number, which is 1-888-625-5330, or you could find us on the internet at www.harrislawinfo.com.
Easy enough. Well, Mr. Harris, it certainly has been a pleasure to have had you, and also to meet you as well. And continued success to the firm. And again, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
I really appreciate it, Eric. Thank you very much.
And you're most welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Robert Harris, a trial attorney who specializes in business litigation, commercial lawsuits, and employment and labor law issues. And for more information, visit harrislawinfo.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.